Dance of the Gods by Nora Roberts. To Logan, you are the future. What we learn to do, we learn by doing. Aristotle. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. William Shakespeare. Prologue. When the sun dipped low in the sky, dripping the last of its fire, the children huddled together to hear the next part of the tale. For the old man, their eager faces and wide eyes brought the light into the room. The story he had begun on a rainy afternoon would continue now, as twilight settled over the land. The fire crackled in the grate, the only sound as he sipped his wine, as he searched his mind for the right words.
"You know now a beginning of Hoyt the sorcerer and the witch from beyond his time. You know how the vampire came to be, and how the scholar and the shifter of shapes from the world of guile came through the dance of the gods into the land of Ireland. You know how a friend and brother was lost, and how the warrior came to join them."
"They gathered together," one of the wide-eyed children said, "to fight, to save all the worlds."
"This is truth, and this happened. These six, this circle of courage and hope, were charged by the gods, through the messenger Morrigan, to fight the army of vampires led by their ambitious queen, Lilith."
"They defeated the vampires in battle," one of the young ones said,
and the old man knew he saw himself as one of the brave, lifting sword and stake to destroy evil.
"Well, this too is truth, and this happened. On the night the sorcerer and the witch were handfasted, the night they pledged the love they'd found in this terrible time, the circle of six beat back the demons. Their valor could not be questioned. But this was only one battle, in the first month of the three they'd been given to save worlds."
"How many worlds are there?"
"Well, they can't be counted," he told them. "Any more than the stars in the sky can be counted. And all of these worlds were threatened. For if these six were defeated, those worlds would be changed, just as a man can be changed into a demon."
"But what happened next?"
He smiled now, with the firelight casting shadows on a face scored by the years.
"Well, now, I'll tell you. Dawn came after the night of the battle, as dawn will. A soft and misty dawn this was, a quiet after the storm. The rain had washed away the blood, human and demon, but the ground was scorched where fire swords had flamed, and still the morning doves cooed and the stream sat."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?